So sometimes in protecting ourselves, we become sensitive to others. So how can we both protect ourselves and be sensitive to others also? Generally, as Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, that something like aggressive intellectualism is covered atheism or covered disbelief. As I won't, it may not be exact phrasing like that, but that is the theme. That when we are very aggressive, I'm right and you are wrong, that is actually because we are ourselves insecure whether I am right. And if I can prove that I am right to you, if I can convert you to my path, then I feel vindicated. And if you are doing something different, then that becomes a threat to my faith. You know, if you are doing something right, and if that is right, that means what I am doing is wrong. Maybe I should not be doing this. So to the extent our faith is insecure, to that extent our aggressiveness in interpersonal dealings is just a covered way to seek security. But if we understand that actually there are different people at different levels, and everybody is at different stage in their spiritual evolution, and what is right for me now may not be right for this person at this place. Krishna also talks about, there is in the Vedic scriptures, there are so many different ways in which people can grow spiritually. And Krishna says, don't disturb the minds of the attached. Namuddhibhedam janayet agyanam karma sanginam. Joshayet sarvakarmani vidvan yukta samachar. Krishna says, don't disturb the minds of those who are attached. Even if they are wrong, even if you are right, still encourage them to engage themselves in a spiritual direction wherever they are. So basically, Krishna acknowledges that there are different people at different levels, and not everybody maybe will take a significant leap forward in their spiritual life. If they can't take a leap, we don't have to kick them down. Just encourage them to take one step forwards. A baby step will also be moving forward. They will be moving forwards by that. So basically, if we become more secure in our own faith, that happens by our own serious practice, by our own systematic scriptural study, by our own strong devotional connections, then we don't have that that insecurity within us pushing us to prove to the other person that I am right and you are wrong, or that you have to follow me. We can understand that Krishna has a different plan for different people, and Krishna has a plan for everyone ultimately. So if I am a part of Krishna's plan for this person, then Krishna will use me, Krishna will give me the right words, and Krishna will give this person the right receptivity by which my words will be received. But if Krishna has a plan that maybe not through me, but through somebody else, this person is going to become spiritually elevated, and that's fine. I will do my part by sharing Krishna's message with him, with this person, in as appealing a way as possible. So if we can see, there is the beautiful prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he says that if I go to a place of worship of somebody practicing another religion, this is from the Chaitanya Shikshamrita, they are worshipping God in a way different from what I know, then what should be my mood? He says that I should be there in a mood of reverence, appreciating how merciful God is that he has manifested here in a form that is different from what I know. So although I can't appreciate whatever they are doing, what the exact manifestation, the exact practices, still I can appreciate the compassion of the Lord that he has reached out to these people in this manifestation. And therefore, my devotion to the Lord in the manifestation that I know is increasing, thinking how compassionate the Lord is. So this way, if we become secure in our own faith, and we understand that different people may be going differently at different times, then we don't have to become aggressive. We don't have to become insensitive to them. So sometimes, if we want to protect ourselves, in general, education is given initially in terms of black and white. Now, this is right, this is wrong. Moral categories are drawn very clearly. But then afterwards, as we could say, morality intersects with reality. then we understand that moral categories are not so rigid, they're porous. I thought this was wrong and this was right. But then in real life, this, lying is bad. But if somebody is in a situation where they will be killed if they don't lie, or if we don't speak a lie, somebody else will be killed, then we can't speak a lie at that time. So this is just an example. My point is that initially education is given in black and white, but then we learn to see shades of grey. So initially people will be told, a student will be told 3 minus 5 is not possible. But then they told 3 minus 5 is possible. So sometimes initially when we get our spiritual education, the moral boundaries are drawn very rigidly. And that tends to make us very judgmental and insensitive. And that may work for our protection initially. But we live in an age where any kind of judgmentality is very much frowned at. So that's why we also have to recognize that there are many shades of grey in between. And that's why we don't have to become judgmental. So by both recognizing that Krishna has many different ways of getting people to him, and by recognizing that between black and white there are many shades of grey, we can do what is best for us without necessarily needing to impose that on others or to judge others based on what we are doing or based on what they are not doing. Does that answer your question?